Good morning, mate. I'm sitting in the sunshine, so it feels kind of nice.
It's sunny over here at the moment. We've got a very famous Swedish listener, Martin, who's always tweeting us. But he's always tweeting us pictures of it just being very, very snowy.
Well, that's the strange thing. And the Swedes have like a week of like sunshine. So this is it. And they've got the Europa League final tonight as well.
Exactly. Is that in Stockholm? It's in Stockholm, isn't it?
It's in Stockholm, yeah. So there's apparently 30,000 Manchester United fans here, but they've only got like 10,000 tickets. So it's going to be quite a party in town.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like it. Have you got tickets for that? Are you going to go off and see that at all?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to be going. Yeah, I think with what's happened this week, I think there's a feeling of, it feels like Stockholm is behind Manchester, you know, want United to win. Yeah. So it's going to be quite special. And the Ajax team's amazing as well.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be a cracking final. Very emotional tonight, Al. I think that's going to be there.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's it really is. You know, I don't have the answers. I don't know what's going on. I'm a comedian. I don't know whether I should talk about stuff like that. But, thoughts to those people.
Let's talk Huddersfield Town, your team. Take us back, Al. How did you become a Huddersfield Town supporter yourself?
Well, I was born in the Huddersfield town, and when I was seven, I went to New Zealand with family, and then we created the Hobbit. And I've been there. Town were on the TV once when I was in New Zealand, when we lost 10-1 at Man City. I've constantly had to, you know, tell these people who support these big sides like Arsenal and, you know, United, Liverpool, that this is proper football supporting, you know. I'm 45 years of age and we haven't been in the top league for 45 years. For years, I've followed them. I went one whole season, followed them up and down the country. It really is it's a surreal feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Alex, Derek here. Did you get to see them recently? And what have you made of David Wagner and what he's done this season?
Well, they've been on the TV a lot here. I saw them at Forest when they got thumped. I don't know, it could have been more than 2-0. But I don't know. There's a whole feeling of how they're playing. It just seems to be like this. When is this bubble going to burst? When are they going to start? And they've had a wobble, but I don't know. I think Wagner's. I really do think he's a genius. I think he's going to go on to bigger things. And I really hope it's with Huddersfield Town. You know, the way they're playing. It's just been a crazy, crazy season. It just feels like they just get these last-minute goals and we get the penalty shootout. When Payne missed, you were like, do you know what? We've done all right, haven't we? You know, this has been all right. And then they go on and win it. It's just brilliant.
It is. It's getting very, very exciting. Our afternoon's presenter is a massive Huddersfield Town fan, and he is getting very, very excited about the weekend. Yeah. You managed to get over. Has it been difficult to like sort out any tours and things that you've been doing, any shows to try and get over for the final?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I sort of had this bizarrely, even when we're in the up the top there. I was like, well, I know the playoff final's on this Monday, but I still didn't believe, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm in that situation now where I'm like, well, we've got to the final. And if we lose now, is that, I just feel we're so close to the glory, you know? And, my mum and dad are over. They've come over from New Zealand for the final. So,
wow.
They're a bit mad. And I also do a football podcast here in Sweden. And I said after about 15 games, if we go up, I'll get my hair shaved and I'll get a town tattoo.
Wow.
And weirdly, they haven't forgotten that. So there's even more Huddersfield Town fans over here at the moment, just because of me getting some ink.
So there could be, I mean, when you come to do your stand-up show, Sverige Syndrome, you could be pretty much bold.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got a couple of TV things, so they're trying to kind of negotiate whether I have the hair shape or I go for the ginger moustache, which is not a good look for anyone, male or female. I think I prefer the hair going off. But the tattoo's a strange one as well. I haven't got a tattoo. I don't know where to go for it. But if I have to go through the pain of a tattoo, it means, you know, we've had success on Monday.
I think if you're going to go for a pain of a tattoo, just put it on your face. On your face. Yeah. Mm. Maybe tour dates. That's what you want.
full facial. Road to Wembley.
Road to Wembley. Because you are actually coming. The tour itself, you're coming over to London, I believe, to the Hippodrome in October with Sveriges Syndrome. What's the Swedish sense of humour like, Al?
They're not as involving as, like, Yorkshire people. Whenever I did shows in Yorkshire, it was, you know, they'd come up to you, they wouldn't apologize for heckling. They'd say, "Ah, I'm just helping you out there, lad." You know, like the story, the joke needed a bit more input, you know. And I think it's very more gladiatorial in the UK. You know, you go along, and if they haven't heard of you, you've got such a short space of time to make people laugh. Whereas in Sweden, they just go quiet, and they don't want you to die on stage. They don't want you to struggle. They want you to do well.
Wow.
It's just a status thing. You know, if you're a comedian, you're at a higher status, and they're like, "Oh, this person's the funny person." That's fine. But in England, especially like up north, Liverpool, Huddersfield, you have those people going, "You're funnier than him, Terry. Get up there. Give him a go." You know, so, you know, they go along to heckle. So it's definitely the best place to train anyway. You know, it's like Rocky Balboa in Rocky IV, you know, every gig, you know.
It's training montage in Sweden. That's what I like to see. That's brilliant. And living in Sweden, what's that like? I mean, I've never actually been to Sweden. Martin's always tweeting us, telling us it's the greatest place. We had a taste of some of your the fish over there, surströmming a few.
Well, I did.
You did. I didn't taste it. I just opened the can. That made me sick.
Mate, isn't it? I've just recently tried it. I tried it like 2 weeks ago for a TV thing, and I've tried it once. I will never. I just don't understand how they came up with that idea. The first person that tasted it and went, "Do you know what? This should catch on." They should have just taken it away, and you know, and no one should have seen it again.
Yeah,
apparently it's that bad of a smell that some of them open it like 50 meters away from their house.
Yeah, I opened it in a radio studio, and I think the smell stayed in there for effectively a week.
Well, the breakfast presenter on the next day thought there was a gas leak.
Honestly thought there was gas.
No. But the Swedes are very friendly. They're very loyal. You know, there's not much small talk. You know, the banter isn't so high here. You know, like socially, I'm dying all the time. You know. If something happens in a shop, someone drops something, you know, you're on it, aren't you? You're kind of, "Hey," you know, but not here. They're like, why you do that? You know, stupid. But they're just common sense people. They're just not into wasting time like the British. You know, they don't laugh at themselves as much, but they've taken to me with the stand-up, and I do kind of love it here.
Yeah.
It's hard that the winters get a bit tough. You know, you get about an hour of light a day and stuff like that. Some places, you know, that plays with your mind a wee bit. But
I bet
it's great. It really is.
If you want to find out more, you can go to Al's website, which is alpitcher.com. That's P-I-T-C-H-E-R.com. And he's going to be over in London in October on his show, Sveriges Syndrome. Enjoy tonight in Stockholm for the Europa League final. And, of course, enjoy on Monday at Wembley. Let's hope it goes. Hope it goes well, Al. I really, really do. And hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon. Al, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. And up the Terriers.